This is Nug, and I fucks with the Hip Hop Digest show. Peace, 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 peace.
I got 50 men out on the street now. If they all get bitch troubles, I starve. Is that it? Is that what you're trying to tell me, dude?
Freeze. Do what you want to do.
I want his ass out working.
Listen, Priest, you know me, man. You'll get your money.
Yeah, when? This ain't the first time for you, Trick. I've had to wait for as long as a month on you for my money. Are you trying to take advantage of me, Freddy? This time your black ass is going to work.
Priest, all I do is sell coke, man. I don't do no violence. I don't mess with no fine. No guns.
Don't argue with me, man. I'm trying to give you a chance. Now, you don't get me my money tonight. I'm gonna put that young girl of yours out on horse road.
Listen, Prince, that's my wife you talking about.
So what? So what? So what? So what? So what? So what?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's Ezo Grigio. What up, fellas?
What's good? I see you sound like you was breezing through. You like Ezo Grigio.
Let me show you something that you can and King Killer can see. But
oh,
bro.
Shit. Hits from the bomb.
I see you bong tight over there, my nigga.
Better get ready.
Oh, shit. That nigga over there is smoking silk and shit.
You gonna put some ice in that joint, son?
Oh, yes, sir. With the flame on.
Flame on.
That's what's up, nigga. This nigga done turned into a professional bass master and shit.
Oh, yo. These folks out here in the shop will tell you how to get it. Yeah.
That's what's up, yo. So anyway, we're back at the Hip Hop Digest. First of all, I just want to quickly say thank you to the DJs who posted on 45 Fridays, okay? With all that other talk on 45 Fridays, we, you know, let's try to keep it music. But anyway, but quickly, before we get into the show heavy, again, the text chain back and forth, especially about Jay, Cap in there, Jay Cap. It goes back to what I said several shows ago. African Americans are not ready. Not ready. So it doesn't matter if it's Jay. Doesn't matter if it's Cap. I don't give a fuck who it is. We're not ready. Okay?
It's just so amazing to me, though, B. Hov was that nigga for so long. And now niggas just hate that nigga. And I just don't understand it.
B, all it takes is one slip up.
What's the slip?
They thinking he fucking with the NFL, so he sold the fuck out. That's the slip up.
How
did they care?
Okay.
We fuck with Reebok.
Thinking he stepped on, he stepped all over Cap's toes. There's your slip.
Okay, so quickly, just a very quick recap, B. Listen, let's not try to go long on this. Okay, Jay, early in his career, I'm talking about early, Reasonable Doubt. You know who Jay was? Jay was the guy who looked around. He lived in Marcy Projects and looked around and was like, damn, yo, but you know, I'm going to do me. I'm going to still get paid. I'm going to serve drugs to the community up and down 95. I'm going to get paid. He did the same thing now. He looked around the NFL landscape, capped this whole shit. Oh, you know, I'm going to help the community out, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get paid. So Hov hasn't changed one bit. I don't know anything about Cap. I don't know anything about him.
He has changed to the point. Before he was hurting the community with the drugs. Now he's helping the community, but he's still getting paid in the process.
Right, and that's the thing people don't like. Again,
motherfuckers mad about that.
Right, motherfuckers mad about that. But again, overall, African Americans are not ready. We're not ready. Like I keep trying to tell you, it took us 100 years after Reconstruction to be ready for King and X.
No okay? Doubt. So and don't, even then, niggas wasn't ready.
And even then.
Hell no.
So
you see the end result for both of them.
So exactly. So everybody just relax. My advice to you guys and the DJs out there, get your shit together. I'll see you on 12-inch Wednesdays.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Soretto Sunday, though?
Sunday? Shit. Well, okay, no doubt. Whatever.
I ain't snare slapping shit. I'm just enjoying all that other shit niggas do on Saturdays.
Snare slapping look like it's getting ready to go away.
Oh, word?
Because niggas, I see it's not getting posted as much.
Hey, man, niggas is busy. That's a lot of work, yeah.
I get it.
All that being said, again, then we'll reconvene at Soretto Sundays.
There you go. Fuck all that other bickering shit.
Yeah.
Fuck all that bickering shit.
No, what do you say? Fuck all the bickering beef.
I hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Heartbeat sound
like Sasquatch feet. Thundering. Shaking the concrete.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's go ahead and get right into the Hip Hop Digest proper. We sounding good tonight, fellas. Shit. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this is some real baseball shit right here. Some real by the numbers. Streaming makes up 80% of the music industry revenue. Like we didn't already know that. Okay. Revenue from streaming services grew by 26% this year. That makes a total of $4.3 billion this year. Okay.
And the artists are getting fucked.
Well, it says it right here. Well, Taylor Swift, Drake, Ariana Grande are the top performers. Spotify, Apple Music, you know the names. Okay. But
you see them.
You see them. But it says right here, but still, artists are only paid a fraction of every stream. Okay? You see it. You see it. And the artists, more importantly, they see it, but ain't doing nothing about it. Can't do nothing about it. Nope. Okay?
Oh, they can do something about it, but they won't.
What? What can they do?
Stop fucking putting music on that motherfucker.
Shit.
Nigga.
Okay. There's a choice. There's a choice. They just don't want to make that choice.
So let me ask you.
I was about to say, you ain't see the NFL niggas stop playing football, and niggas is not going to stop getting their paychecks off records. But I'm saying there's
a choice. The choice may not be something you want to do, but there's a choice.
So let me ask you a question. So who's going to stop making the records? The established stars or the new people who broke?
Nobody.
Trying to get paid.
Nobody's gonna do it.
Oh shit.
They're all still gonna make that music.
He was bugging.
They're gonna complain. They're gonna fucking complain like shit, but they ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Yeah, they clocking in just like us regular motherfuckers. You hate your job, you talk shit, but your ass clocking in on Monday, my nigga.
Ain't that a bitch too? So
yeah, it is. Shit.
So anyway, speaking of jobs, yo, so my job, you know, my job getting fucked up this whole month. My schedule is fucked up, which may have repercussions for the show. So usually, I ain't gonna lie, usually I work, you know, 3 days in a row, a 12-hour shift, that type of thing. That motherfuckers got me 4 days, 12-hour shifts, and a class tacked on the end of the 12-hour shift, something like 16 hours and shit. You know what I mean? Just, and I don't like it one goddamn bit, but what can I do?
Damn, you can't have you on here. You could quit.
sound like the bosses and them is looking at you like, nigga, you've been having it easy. Time
fuck
to put you on that slave ship.
Digest.
I heard you out here got side jobs and shit, nigga, riding a horse.
So,
doing
but like
shows.
Right. But like Igri said, you know what? But what can I do? So, no doubt. Well, there it is, yo. Congratulations to the music industry. They are getting paid.
Oh, they're getting paid.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. The advertisers are getting paid.
Indeed. So, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, this is one for us, okay? Vinyl is poised to outsell CDs for the first time since 1986.
Come on, son.
Yo.
Really? When the last time you seen a CD being made?
Hey man, I'm taking any victory we can get.
Oh, you just want to take that victory.
CD's been dead, yo.
B, according to the Recording Industry of America, vinyl grew 12% in the first half of 2018 to 2019, while revenues from the CDs, of course, barely budged. Okay? And this is the key thing. And the reason why I'm taking a victory lap, okay? Classic rock groups. The Beatles sold 300,000 records, okay? While Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and Queen all sold over 100,000 records this year. Each one of those people, groups, and the estate is making more money per record sold than your streaming stars.
Well, I gotta ask you a question though, B.
Go ahead.
You gonna get them bearded dragon millennials the props? The props there for buying these records?
You know what? Ain't that a bitch too? Because that's who's buying them.
Uh oh.
And you mean to call them damn millennials with MacBooks?
Yeah.
Because that's who's buying that shit. There's no question about that.
You're taking a victory off of their backs.
Damn! Never thought I'd see the day.
Damn!
So I was listening to a local sports broadcast, and they had brought up, and they were talking about your boy Aubrey. And so the younger guys on the broadcast were like, "Oh yeah, Aubrey's got tons of hits." And the older guy on the broadcast was like, "He does? I've never heard of him. I've barely heard of Aubrey, right?" And the young guy's just like, "Oh man, he cranks them out. It's incredible." And this is what he said, and it just struck me. He was like, "Oh, well, it seems to me he has data hits, but he doesn't have any hits because he doesn't have anything substantive out there. It's all data hits." Okay, wow. And I was like, "Wow, that shit hit me." And then, of course, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest fell right into my lap. Okay, how is Data making hits? And no, he says, "Oh, how Data is making hits and charge and changing the music industry." Data. Okay, and it starts out, "How does virtual unknown artists just come out of nowhere to superstardom?" And it used Logic as an example, as a cult rapper to an artist who fills arenas. Data. So there's a gentleman by the name of Shav Garve. He runs a company by the name of IndieFi. And what this company is a data company. And that data company sells data to major label record companies. And they use that data to do what Kurt G said last week. Plug niggas in.
It's too easy.
Well,
it's way too easy.
Back in the days, back in our days, back when you used to have to churn butter by hand, okay? For full disclosure, data has always been a kind of a big deal in music. Back in the days when you used to churn butter, it used to be album sales, BDS spins, how many times you get played on the radio, and Billboard chart position for the most part, you know, and maybe some merchandise sales to sort of categorize who had good years. You know what I'm saying? Run DMC had great years, Adidas deal, and Metallica, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, back in the days when you used to have to walk to school and shit, 4 miles, that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, it's strictly data. So, the gentleman who runs the company says that now artists themselves are now coming to his company and buying data information. And he's saying that it seems like the day has come when the artist will use data information to craft songs.
Then they're not, that's fucked up. Because now that has flipped and opened up a door of blankness, because it used to be artists would make a product and people would love that product, or they like that product, or they wouldn't like the product.
Right.
Now we're living in the days where the industry is saying, "Here's what it is. This is the product. We gonna push out that spam and y'all niggas gonna like it." And niggas like it.
Well,
and now you're saying that artists are just like, "Let me see what kind of baloney they like."
Well, yeah, the artist is saying, "I'm going to go to this data company and I'm going to buy the same data that Lee R. Cohen buys. I'm going to buy the same data that them niggas over at Apple Music buy. And then I'm going to now craft music strictly by the data." Now, I don't know how you do that. Now, I know real modern day, and of course, trap is the one in the crosshairs here. Why does it all sound the same? And of course, trap niggas will tell you it doesn't all sound the same. Kurt G is the closest that we have is to a trap nigga. Does it sound the same to you? And it's not just trap. I mean, because when I listen to that, when I listen to that Ariana shit or the rest of these pop stars, all them motherfuckers sound the same.
What it is, I won't say it sound exactly the same, but what it is they have the same, like, spread, the same function where they all got the same type of instruments that they use, the same type of keys, and everybody's biting.
Bede, he has a major data house.
So they're using it. They're
it
all
sounds
biting.
You well in, Kurt.
No, I'm not.
Well.
What I'm saying here is that what it is that it all sounds the same on a certain level because all these niggas is doing the same thing. Because they all basically sitting there doing a lot of auto-tuning and doing a lot of bullshit.
What it is, it really, and this cat who runs this IndieFi is letting the cat out of the bag. I'm selling data. I'm the music. He's the music industry what's that nigga who run Facebook?
Zuckerberg.
He's the music industry Zuckerberg. He has all the data. And saying, if you make a record that has this type of instruments with this type of hook and chorus, then the chances of you selling records are hell of a lot better than somebody who wants to act like they could play a real fucking guitar.
Well, B, I got a question for you. Here's the fucked up part. Here's the real fucked up part about that whole situation you're talking about. Now, who's going to call the fucking monkey a real monkey? Who's gonna do this?
What do you mean?
This is what I'm gonna say.
What monkey?
This is fucking payola in a way, my nigga.
Oh, son.
You're paying this nigga to get the data so you could get a fucking hit.
Hold up, B. You're so smart because that's the next topic coming up. This nigga is super smart. Yo, watch this nigga. Yo, so let me read a statement from your boy. Your boy Garv is like, you could tell a lot about an artist before even hearing a note, depending on how they're gaining position, their growing numbers of followers per weeks on YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, and etc. Point blank, you can tell a lot about an artist before you even hear a note of music. These are the decisions that are being made before niggas get put on. As you said last week, plug it in.
It's plug and play, B. That's what it is now. It's just plug and play.
So I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about the motherfucking talent level of plug-in niggas. You think Lil Tecca is just dumb nice? Or does he just have the data point to be dumb nice?
These are the things we can do without. Come on.
All this is just giving another fucking slug in the fucking barrel for niggas like us, fucking dinosaur niggas, to shoot at these niggas. That's all that's doing.
Okay, look. And now, look, this is what I'm saying, B. For us, just like the guy on the radio who was like, oh, he just has data hits. He doesn't really have any hits. He just has data hits. Data, and to a certain part, because a lot of our lives grew up before the internet and computers and all of this shit, a part of that's not real to us. Now, that's why this internet bully shit is not real to us. Look.
I'll take that over a nigga following you home, talking shit, shoving your head. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
What you talking about online, nigga?
Some niggas sitting around their drawers fucking with their thumbs moving. Nigga, really? I'm threatened by you motherfuckers.
And I thought about, and you know what made me think about is that cat that we had who with, you know, my first introduction to trolling, that cat that we had. And then we invited him on the show, and he wrote back, oh, I'm not getting on the show to be entertainment for your listeners. And we never heard from that motherfucker again.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, damn.
Either way, but the point is that, see, when he was trolling on that internet shit, that's real to him. But when we was like, wouldn't get on the show, nigga, rap. He's like, oh, nah, nigga, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? That's like a motherfucker talking shit, and then you turn around, we'll put your hands up immediately, nigga. And then nigga back the fuck up. See, so the point I'm saying is that So now look, I'm not an idiot. Zuckerberg and all these niggas and Bezos and these niggas are trillionaires because of data. Larry Page and them niggas at Google, they trillionaires because of data.
Alphabet.
And, you know what I mean? And them niggas is dumb wealthy. So I'm not saying that data isn't real.
Oh, it's very fucking
real. It's definitely real.
Yeah, it's very fucking real.
Yeah, shout out to the...
and it works.
Right.
It works. That's how banks survive,
right,
my nigga.
Right, no doubt. Shout out to the NSA. We got a lot of fans, I bet, who listen to the Hip Hop Digest show right over in Greenbelt. So shout out to them.
They stockpile that shit.
Of course. So all that being said, you know, that shit is real, but on a certain level when it comes to art, it's thin to us. It's transparent. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, at the end of the motherfucking day, 25 years later, 50 years later, 100 years later, Jesus Christ, David Bowie and Jimi Hendrix, these motherfucking records is big in the fucking 60s and they're still printing it now. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking a lot of that motherfucking Arbery shit is not even being printed.
And that's music.
See, there that goes back to what we talked about a while back on one of the shows we talked about, where with no physical shit, if like you said, 50 years from now, who's gonna even know who the fuck Aubrey is? You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna be talking? They're like, damn, if they decide to stop playing that nigga's music and he's not even on the fucking playlist anymore 50 years from now, and you talk to some fucking little kid, they're talking to their granddad, their great-granddad, about, he's talking about, oh, Drake was the greatest thing ever. And they're like, who is that? I've never heard of him. They look online and they can't find shit. They type in Drake's name and nothing pops up. That's the type of shit that could happen to your ass on this level, where your shit don't even pop up.
Mm. They can just
make your ass disappear.
When I was equating this shit with Bic lighters. Remember that shit? It's like, this is not a good thing or a bad thing. It's an indifferent thing. It's like music now is like Bic lighters. When you got it and you lighten your shit, you good because you got it. But once that shit's out of fucking fuel, you on to the next one. And you don't think about that other lighter. This is how music is to me now. But like you said, these people who are still having albums sold, it's because their music is made to last through time. You know what I'm saying? But we're not experiencing that now.
But even though, it's available for them to be able to go get it. If your shit was just streaming only, if you was out of sight, out of mind after fucking 3 years, you had a hit. 3 years later, ain't nobody even thinking about your ass no more. So you can't even, nobody can even go in the store and just happen to pop up and be like, oh, damn, who the hell is this? Oh, let me just see that.
So all that being said, and that's why you got to get to, and I still say, niggas will wild out when I say this, but I still say, he doesn't get a bust in the Hall of Fame, but he does get a mention in the Hall of Fame because all this shit we talked about and data and disappearing and shit, the person who invented the modern day star for everybody, Taylor Swift to Arbery, Soulja Boy. He created this whole shit.
Yeah.
And you ask 20-year-old niggas now to name you 5 Soulja Boy records.
You
can't do it.
Is what they're gonna say.
Well, they'll
if
say
they
you
even know that
if
one.
They even know that one. You know
Damn.
What I'm saying? And that's the point about this data star shit. Again, and this cat who's running this Facebook basically of the music industry, holding all the data, selling it to record industries, now selling it to artists basing their whole persona on data points and the certain numbers you need to get to on all the platforms and all the sharing and all the everything. So, you know, that's what's up. Good luck with that shit, nigga.
So to wrap it all up.
It's working.
So to wrap it all up, let's go back to the beginning of this shit where you asked me, does it all sound the same? And I was fucking welling.
Yeah, you was welling.
I was butting. Because I didn't want to say it all sounds the same because I like it. But the shit does. It does. It has the same feel and the same, it just, like you said, damn.
Oh, watch this, though. Watch this, Kurt. King Killer. I think I can speak on behalf of Kurt G. We enjoy house music.
Yes, we do.
You do.
Does music sound the same?
It can.
Okay.
It
okay.
can, yo, it can. And at its base, you'll say it sounds the same with the same kick and snare. Boom.
Boom.
Four on the floor. Boom, as
four
they
on
say.
The floor.
Go-go.
Right.
Go-go.
Yeah, the bass all sounds the same.
I don't know. Go-go niggas are. Go-go niggas would be pissed.
But I know they'll be pissed, but I got real life. Me and you, nigga, King Killer, we were sitting in the U.S. Air Arena back in the day.
It was called the Capitol Center then.
Oh, Capitol Center, yeah, yeah. You do recall me saying, God damn, when they could sing another song, and that girl behind us was like, yo, they sang about seven songs. So, you know, hip hop is not alone, or rap is not alone in that. It's a lot of genres that have clone music.
Where the base of it sounds the same.
Right.
Right.
But that don't mean I don't like house music, because I really enjoy house music. And as y'all see and saw on the text chain, I've got my DC go-go, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. No doubt.
Supported.
No
but,
doubt.
You know, when it's all at the end of the day, that data boy.
So, now let's go on to the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. And Kerji already alluded to it because he's so motherfucking. This nigga's on the ball. The FCC commissioner asked the RIAA to investigate payola allegations.
See?
Really?
In an official letter sent to the RIAA, FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly asked the Recording Industry of America, Egree's ex-employer, to investigate the allegations of payola in the music industry to the extent that he was would like to have assurance from the RIAA that the practice would be discontinued. But there's a problem with that.
I know there's a problem. I got a major problem with that.
Well, the problem is that there's no law. Rolling Stone did a whole article on this last month. There's no law saying that Lee R. Cohen can't take a handful of cash and go up to Zane Lowe at Apple Music and stuff it in his t-shirt and be like, I want you to push this guy. There's no law against, you know, anybody at Arbery's record company that's going to run up to Spotify and saying, I need to be on the front page of the website. Those of you who remember Dat Piff, when that was the go-to mixtape website.
You had to pay to play.
Your boy Sim City schooled us and was like, yo, those niggas on the front page paid to be on the front page. There's no law against payola in the modern day scheme of things.
But my problem with it is you're asking the RIAA to investigate the music industry. How are you investigating your boss?
Good question.
How are you going to do that?
Well, you're not. And I don't know why the FCC commissioner sent a letter. Maybe he's looking at that $4.3 billion in revenue. And
B
maybe
with a billion with a B?
B.
Billy, my nigga.
Extra Billy. Billy go gruff, my nigga.
Man.
Troll.
So
nigga.
Maybe he saw that and said, you know what? Somebody's getting some goddamn money and we ain't seeing any of it. Is people getting paid? But it's not, the law has not caught up to the digital. So it's not illegal to do that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Tell you what, that FCC dude, he's going to be resigning soon. He keep coming after them motherfuckers.
Ooh.
Fucking with their money.
Ooh.
He's going to be resigning real soon.
Well, I don't know. We'll see about that, yo. First, and this has me thinking about the history lesson. Anybody know the name Alan Freed?
Yes, I've heard that name before.
Okay, Alan Freed was a disc jockey. This is back in the 50s. In 1958, Alan Freed, okay, was a disc jockey in Boston. He first started making trouble around 1958 when he told the audience, it looks like Boston police don't want you to have a good time. As a result, Mr. Freed was fired from his job at WINS. But Freed kind of bounced back, okay? This is a local, you know, a local rock and roll guy and bounced back, okay? But his career also was upended when he accepted payola payments from record companies to play specific records, highly controversial at the time. There was also a conflict of interest considering that he had songwriting co-credits, most notably Chuck Berry's Maybelline, which entitled him to receive royalties from the song. So not only was the record company paying him to play the record, this nigga was on Chuck Berry publishing and getting royalty checks on top of that.
So he had extra incentive to play that motherfucker.
Nigga, what? Needless to say, Freed lost his job at WABC and was later fired from the station altogether in 1959. But uh-oh, but wait, it gets worse.
I hope you're dropping some shit. Uh-oh.
Freed was also fired from his television show, which he had for a time in 1960. Payola was made illegal by then, and by 1962, he pleaded to two charges of commercial bribery and received several fines and then a suspended sentence later. But wait, it gets worse.
Damn.
He a bad motherfucker. He keep getting jobs like this.
Your boy, fired. But your boy Freed at the investigation. See, they had a whole congressional investigation on this whole payola shit, right? Okay. Freed also got jammed up because he allowed blacks and whites to dance together. Okay. That's why they singled him out and consorted with black R&B musicians. Okay. So you can't do that back in the 1958, 60, you weren't allowed to do that. Nope. And there's one more name I want to put up there, your boy Dick Clark, who also got pulled in the carpet under the investigation. And you know what Dick Clark did? Snitched on your boy.
That's why he had American Bandstand. Oh. Huh?
Richard Clark.
So your boy... So your boy wrote the article and he was like, the committee singled out Alan Freed because he was abrasive and, like I said, and consorted with black R&B musicians. Dick Clark, who was squeaky clean, brill creamed, handsome and polite, but got up in front of the motherfucking Congress and threw Freed and all the mother niggas under the bus.
You like, fuck that shit. I'm too pretty to go to jail.
Nigga. So that's basically a history of Alan Freed, who died broke and fucked up in the game about 5 years after that shit. Okay. And, you know, Dick Clark went on to do his thing. But that is the history of payola. Now, there have been some other celebrated cases, Frankie Crocker, as far as African-Americans go, and that situation where that nigga was just taking money and crazy shit. Right. And two, more recently, somebody made an allegation against your boy Ebro, who he got on Hot 97 and was pissed and denied all allegations. And apparently there was no investigation. So, but that motherfucker, he took that shit real serious.
Well, if you got to, you on the radio, you got to take that shit serious.
Hell yeah.
Niggas is coming for your head.
So.
Yeah, but it don't matter if it's a bottle of Cristal or $1,000, my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
If you receive that shit, you in there.
No solicitation.
No doubt. So that's what's up, man. So payola is rampant in the modern digital age. There's no question about that. There are no laws to stop it. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I tell you what, man, the modern day.
But do you think there was, even when there was laws to stop it, niggas was, let's not fucking kid ourselves, B. Niggas was getting paid. DJs was getting money slid to them on a regular to play people's shit.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, B, and there's no doubt about it.
On a regular, nigga.
Right, there's no doubt about it. Especially cats who do serve the dual purpose, who were club DJs and then might have had a gig. But they might have had a gig on the radio, but they were club DJs too.
Think about the radio, though. You got to keep in mind that, you know, it's not like it was back then when DJs really could play music. Motherfuckers on the radio for the longest had just been personalities, and the program director as I recall from WPGC 95.5, was telling motherfuckers what the fuck to play. And you could not deviate, no matter what the fuck, if a nigga be like, yo, I got this G if you play my shit. Yo, I'll be at the club Saturday, I'll play your shit, but I can't do that shit on the radio because I got to play these 7 songs on this list.
No, that's true, but I'm saying, but certain places, and it may not have been PGC, but especially in New York, where you may have had guys live from the club. Certain guys. See, I'm talking.
DC too. I know what you're talking about. Right. Yes.
So anyway, the point I'm saying is that the modern day record industry is not very friendly to talent. I think the talent always will come through. You know what I'm saying? But largely, when it comes to the nuts and bolts about making paper, yo, this is just strictly, it's strictly about data. So.
That's the whole world is about data right now.
Yeah, indeed. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this is an update on last week's topic of mopeds versus dirt bikes. This is an update, okay? I just want to put this out there. This is an update. DC police released surveillance photos of 394 ATV riders captured on camera. The police said the group, who was operating illegal vehicles on the 2100 block of Minnesota Avenue and Southeast on Sunday, August the 25th, almost 400 individuals that they caught on surveillance cameras throughout the city. Okay? All-terrain vehicles, dirt bikes don't belong on city streets, DC police said. Okay? Mini bikes, dirt bikes, all-terrain vehicles, and other motorized bikes, multi-wheeled vehicles endanger pedestrians and other motorists and are legal to operate on DC streets. Okay? There is a reward of $250 for information to anyone who knows and can identify anyone in the photos during the ATV dirt bike extravaganza. Okay? No white boys on scooters will be prosecuted. He didn't say that. I said that.
$250 to get you a lot of them Popeye chicken sandwiches down there on Benny Road, my nigga.
See, I thought we was over that bullshit, my nigga.
B, I'm putting that. Hey, I'm putting seriously, that. Dude. Hey, no, we
don't,
weren't.
Don't even make me go down that
nigga,
fucking rabbit
here
hole.
Here it is.
Nigga.
Hey, no,
don't make
nigga.
Me go down that rabbit hole.
Here
nigga.
It is, nigga. Right here, right off the motherfucking WTOP website, my nigga. It got a $250 bounty on damn near 400 niggas on dirt bikes. Of course, no millennials with MacBooks will be prosecuted.
No, they was busy looking up that. He's busy looking up music. Nah, man.
Nothing, nigga.
I'm saying I'm more concerned with the fucking city having surveillance like that.
Oh,
because riding that shit.
Oh, be you in D.C., my nigga.
Nigga.
You in this area, my nigga.
I tell you what,
we got all the alphabet boys around here, nigga. This is the home of all of them niggas.
Yo,
NSA to the FBI, nigga.
And
all
this
the alphabet.
And
you
this,
better believe this surveillance, my nigga.
And if you go on WTOP website, nigga, this ain't that blurry bank shit.
Whoa.
This shit is stupid clear, nigga.
This is that UK shit. Straight clean, my nigga.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you. This shit is stupid clear, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Somebody might need to come up on that 250, yo.
Hey, I know it's probably going to be a lot of snitching going on, but you can be safely assured that when you riding your moped up and down Benning Road, you will not be prosecuted.
I think it was one the Dial who said he lived that life.
Yo, and
explain it. And some other folks.
Yo, and shout to one the Dial who showed the example of a dirt bike that had no lights or no directional devices versus the ones that are street legal that had lights and directional devices and everything. So shout to one the Dial for that. But still, they're gonna prosecute an awful lot of young bulls. Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's just an update. We don't need to debate it.
No, it's just unfortunate.
So,
in a lot of ways. But anyway.
Okay, I just want to put that out there. Okay. No, niggas.
I'm just glad we got away from that fucking chicken sandwich talk, my nigga.
I was just fucking around. I don't give a fuck about them chicken sandwiches, nigga. Jeez. None of them chicken sandwiches from nowhere.
Hypertension. Hypertension is rampant in the African American community, and motherfuckers is lining up for a salt sandwich.
Exactly.
Nigga. But so. I'm gonna see them line up for the fucking vote when it comes around, though.
Isha?
Let me see him line up for that shit.
I mean, don't get
this delicious.
Let's line up to get Trump ass out of there. Let's line up for that shit. You know, are we gonna line up for that?
You
I want to see long ass lines for that shit, though, B.
Yo, as much as I can see him winning again, I would hope that everybody could see that there's a possibility which would cause people to get the fuck out there and do the right thing. I don't give a fuck who it is. Against him again, excuse me. Let's just do it.
77,000 votes over 6 counties.
That's a fucking Migos concert, my nigga.
They get more than that.
I'm just saying, in fucking Idaho, 77,000 people show up. The whole Idaho will show up. Fuck it. Just go vote, yo. One way or another.
All right, yo. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lonzo Ball doubles down on Future superiority over Nas. Now, Lonzo Ball is on the West Coast station. I don't know what station your boy
is. Trying to get signed or something?
I don't know. He's on the West Coast station. I don't know what station your boy Big Boy is on out there on the West Coast, but he had Lonzo Ball on. And Lonzo Ball was like, talking about Nas, obviously he's a legend. I just don't think his music is like that in Lonzo Ball's opinion. Of course, the host challenges him. You don't know nothing about this shit. You know what I mean? Nas is top five dead or alive. You know that whole shit or whatever. And then Lonzo Ball seizes the opportunity. He said, let's get deep into this, okay? Lonzo Ball suggested, how many classics did Nas actually have? Okay, because people keep telling me he's his top five. Then your boy Lonzo said, Dirty Sprite is one of the best, Dirty Sprite 2 is one of the best hip hop records ever. Now, him and Big Boy going back and forth. And at that point, Big Boy need to stop the conversation and apologize to Lonzo Ball.
Right.
Because Future is not an MC. And cats like us need to slow down a little bit. Yeah, Future, you know, does he really mean anything to us? No, he wouldn't. Of course, he means the world to Lonzo Ball, and I get that. But he's not an MC. So at that point, I'm stopping the interview, and I'm saying, you know what, Lonzo, I'm sorry. I take my shit serious. I got emotional. Future is not an MC, and so they shouldn't even be compared. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm going to send you down the dial and compare Future to Luther Vandross listeners and see how far you get with that shit. Okay? Because he's not an MC.
I see no lie.
I see no lie there either. But my thing is where he should have apologized and just left it alone. Not even apologized, but just left it alone. It's like you talking to this nigga about, as you said, he means the world to this nigga. This is his shit. This is his music. So to be arguing generational, like arguing Nas against Future, is a waste of fucking time, because you're not gonna convince this nigga that Future ain't the shit, and you ain't gonna convince me that Nas ain't the shit. You know what I'm saying? So we're just gonna be talking to each other for what? It's a waste of fucking conversation, a waste of breath. Let's just shut the fuck up. Okay, B, you got it.
Yeah, but you gotta
educate.
You're
the man right now. You got this right now.
Nah, B.
Future is the shit.
You don't have to.
You're right.
You don't even gotta yield that.
I'm giving him that because he don't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's why I'm giving it to him.
I'm not yielding jack shit, because what I'm doing now, you gotta educate. Now you gotta tell him, first of all, Future is not an MC, okay?
What if they want to argue that shit, B? Why would you waste your time?
I'm not arguing with this nigga.
No, I'm not.
Letting him have it, B. You got this shit. Future
because
is the
when
man.
You try to force it upon them, that's just going to make them more entrenched in their shit.
Okay, you know what? So here we are in your actual brain. You got Kerji saying, you got this, okay? But what are you giving them? You're yielding the floor that to them, Future's an MC? See, the problem with us is that we... look, we need to fuck that Future, and he's not a rapper. Future, Young Thug, none of them niggas.
Alonzo Ball is a fucking clown at the rodeo show, my nigga.
I get
he's jumping in a fucking barrel. I don't give a fuck about what this nigga's talking about. So I'm like completely fucking ignoring this nigga after that. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, B. You got it. You're right, clown. Get the fuck out of here. You're right.
You know why? Because the same thing was done to us. Now, granted, that was R&B and soul music up against hip hop. We're totally different music, right? That we liked, but at the end, of the day, we couldn't call that shit R&B. At the end of the day, we couldn't call it soul. Now it could be black music, but at the end of the day, we couldn't take those titles. I'm not letting Lonzo Ball and the rest of these niggas take the title of MC. Fuck them. They can't have it. They can have this other shit. Like you said, go argue with some Luther Vandross fans. See how far you get. Or Anita Baker people. Or fucking Beyonce people. See how fucking far you get. You won't get 2 seconds out the gate, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers want to build this purple shit, this lean shit. Build it and label it and package it the way you want it. But you cannot have MC. You cannot.
If you talking, like, I want to say EB, but only if a chosen few
right,
know what
B.
the fuck you're talking about.
Okay. So
but if you're talking to someone who doesn't have the understanding that you have, and you're telling them, yo, my nigga, 2 + 2 = 4. You gonna go ace this fucking test. 2 + 2 = 4. But they keep saying to you, nah, nigga, 2 + 2 = 3. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? And you know for a fact that 2 + 2 = 4, but nothing you say is sinking in. Why are you gonna continue?
So let me answer a question. Both of y'all niggas.
All right.
When James M. Toomey was like, fuck this rap shit. Even though today he says he never did that, but we know he did. When James M. Toomey was like, fuck this rap shit, it ain't got nothing to do with classic soul and R&B, you understood what the fuck he was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But that's us.
You're coming from a different perspective.
How you
coming from a different perspective?
We were young and we were hip-hop niggas full of fuel and repping our shit.
Okay. Niggas is repping Aubrey right now grew up when Soulja Boy was born when Soulja Boy was doing that shit. They have no reference to what the fuck you talking about right now. They don't know what the fuck no Jeffrey Osborne is, nigga. They have no clue. They don't even know what the fuck 3x Dope is. You know what I'm saying? So they have no reference to the facts that you're talking about. All they know is this shit sound good to them. It's on the radio all the time. These motherfuckers got a lot of money. This is the shit.
So where are they getting that these niggas is rappers or they're MCs?
The radio stations say
home
of hip hop and R&B.
Let me smack this nigga real quick back to reality.
Okay. Boy, do that, please.
Okay.
Data, nigga. That's where they're getting their information from. They've been datatized.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, I just got roughed up
right
there.
They ain't been baptized. They've been datatized, nigga. Okay. They've been gotten.
And that data has no reference to anything past 25 years ago, if that long. That dirty data is now, my nigga.
Dirty Sprite 2.
It's everything to them. And I'm not arguing with these niggas. You're right. It is everything.
Is Dirty Sprite drugs in the Sprite? Is that what that means?
It's promethylene or whatever.
Yeah, is that cough syrup in the Sprite?
Yeah, that whole shit. That whole shit there. That whole shit.
Kendrick Lamar, fuck that.
That whole syrup shit.
I mean, you know, as I'm sitting here, I'm just looking at that Dirty Sprite. I was just wondering, is that drugs in the Sprite?
Shit. Nigga, dirty is in the fucking word. You drinking that? Fuck out of here.
Cough medicine is nasty by itself. Oh, you gonna mix it with a fucking soda, nigga?
Oh my God, I know Robitussin is like our stock price is bolstered.
Now you wanna talk about some fucking payola? A lot of doctors out here fucking selling that shit.
Oh, please.
Getting paid.
Some kind of shit.
Getting paid.
You, your finger hurts? You just crushed your finger? Oh, let me get this pill for the you got to take for 3 years and shit. Fuck out of here.
These pharmacists is getting in.
All right. So let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Congratulations. Nicki Minaj announces her retirement. And I say that with wholehearted just love and just mwah. Congratulations to Nicki Minaj, who announces her retirement. And I'm going to tell you why. Because we covered this shit. And I shouldn't even say we covered it, because I had to force this shit on the air. I covered this shit brick by brick because it was a learning lesson. And I knew it. And I absolutely knew it the day Bodak showed up on the scene. I'm like, oh, you're training your replacement.
they're training her replacement. Yes, they did, B. And I'm going to stop you because your arm was just about to fall off from patting yourself on the back.
B, come on, B. Come on, B. Didn't you think, now, don't you think it was prudent and good that we are now on the record that we covered this shit?
Yes, B.
The entire day. Because the time, people are like, damn, next thing you know, you're going to hear this. Damn, yo, how did Nicki Minaj fall off?
But see, she's avoiding that fall off by retiring.
She's not fucking retiring.
But see, that's what she's saying right now. Her fall off was the fact that she was so arrogant. That was her fall off. She was so arrogant that she didn't think none of these bitches could touch her. That's how she talked and how she acted. None of these bitches could touch her. She was the hot shit. And she never looked in her rearview mirror to look to see if them motherfuckers like Bodak was coming. And she was like, oh, they're coming, but them bitches can't fuck with me. But then you forgot. She rode on the side of the data train, and they rode her ass right past Nicki's ass.
But B, her arrogance is irrelevant. The fact that she announces retirement and saying that her and her boyfriend have got a marriage license, will be married soon, babies shortly to come after that. B, this is what you do when you're in the basement. I'm retiring. Then you try to set up, after you have about two babies, a return. Of course, the return will fall flat, of course, but she'll do it anyway. You know this is how it goes. There's no retirement in the music
King
industry.
Killer giving that data.
No, I'm just saying, B, let's not act like, come on, B. B, there's going to be another fucking album. Now, I don't fall flat, but these are the movements that you got to do to try to save face.
To me, exactly. That's what she's doing. She's retiring to save face because she's been run over by the train.
Oh, yeah.
And she is trying to avoid the fact that my next shit might fall the fuck off after this. Niggas might be like, yo, her shit. Bodak outsold her. Bodak outsold her by so many.
I'm just saying that, B, I'm glad that we covered it because it happened. And when it happens, people are wondering, how does it happen? Again, like I said, Soulja Boy, who will, to me, he needs to go in the hall. I mean, he needs to go in the hall as a bright example. Now, this is what happens to you.
B, he's in the Hall of Fame of this show. How many times you mention his fucking name?
Hey, B, because I'm telling you, because people who think that your boy Blackface up there created this whole shit, nigga, his whole fucking shit is Soulja Boy. I'm not doing this to promote Soulja Boy. Like you said, his nigga, so, you know what I'm saying? He's like tag team. Whoop, there it is. Two nut niggas in the basement, and they didn't know what to do with themselves after they sold 10 million records. This is the same thing with Soulja Boy. He created this whole shit. Now he sees your boy Blackface up in Canada fucking living like a gajillionaire. You know what I mean? And fucking he's busted. You know what I mean? And ain't getting no props. But he created this whole shit, B. Let the history books be true.
Nigga, you call tag team two nut niggas, B?
Do da dippity. Kill, he don't give a fuck.
He just says
anybody
it.
Can get it.
Anybody can get it.
We got called nut niggas one time.
Yeah, he did. He straight called us nut niggas. B. Called us the fuck out. B. he called us out on this damn show.
Yeah. So nah, B, I'm just saying, let the history books be true, son. I'm not, you know, there's no falsifying history and shit here, son. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. You know what I mean? So yeah. That's what's up, yo. So anybody got anything left over?
We got to do the recap, B.
Any good news? Oh, shit, I forgot about that. So shit, is your main E-Color, those of you who are on the text chain.
You already got the recap.
So you already got, but for those of you who are listening to the show, and once again, I got to plug it. You want the inside baseball. Those who already belong to the text chain already seen just crazy video
Welcome
clips.
Welcome to all the new members.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes. No doubt. No doubt. Boy, this is... Boy, some cats better watch themselves in there, man.
I see E Color in some colorful conversation today going back and forth with one of the new members.
Oh, hey. Dude, he jumped in the chain and he's doing what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right. You're supposed to go back and forth.
Spirited conversation.
Exactly. But anyway...
Done in the chain stays in the chain.
Right. But anyway, but if you want to be involved in a Hip Hop Digest text chain and get the inside baseball, there's only one thing you need to do. But when you join the chain... You better come with the goods. Personal top three MCs and the first record you ever bought with your own money. Short of that,
we can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Man.
Once you get that post over with, we can hear you. So
I hate to keep saying what app we should get because they need to break us off. You know what I'm saying? Group me, but have that app. And shoot us your phone number. You're in there. After you say what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, we might have to see group me about some shit. So E-Color last week is at Hyro Day in the Bay Area, and he's gonna give a full report.
Yo, shout out to my man Cookbook, Nesto, and King Doctor. Yo, we went up there.
Felipe's Garage. Shout out to them.
The official podcast of Hyro Day, yo. It was amazing. It was one of the greatest weekends in my entire life. Shit happened that I didn't expect. Shit happened that caught me out there. But first of all, a billion pounds of respect to Hyro, yo. Yo, for them to do that, to have that festival for Oakland like that, and then the love that they got, It was incredible, yo. One of the greatest weekends of my entire life. I was fanboyed the fuck out. I still don't understand the full scope of what happened. I cannot go over the entire list of artists that were there. It's online. You can look it up and see. But people showed up. It was awesome. The highlights, obviously, was little brother Benny Conway. Boot Camp Clip. Count Bass D, yo, and on Pete Rock, Yuck Mouth, Locksmith. It was incredible, yo. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Was incredible, and it was all love. There was no side-eyeing niggas, no bullshit. It was an incredible experience. All the shit I've always heard about Oakland was like, you know, some pimp shit, you know. Yo, Oakland showed mad love, yo.
Now, real talk, man, Oakland is 1,000% hip-hop official. So yes, you got to let that be known, because Oakland is 1,000,000% hip-hop official.
Authentic.
No doubt.
Super shout-out to my man A-Plus from Hyro. This dude is a ball of energy, yo. And I'm just saying, the interviews are coming out. Cookbook is putting them joints out. There's mad pictures. I put a video of just the little bit of the shit that was experienced. If you at all love hip hop like you think you do, save your coin. Go to the next goddamn Hyro Day Festival, yo.
Well, so I got some questions.
Ask away.
So, first of all, if it was me, I'd have definitely been wilding out. Diamond D, spinning 45s. I'd have been wilding out. Obviously, just at meeting Pete Rock, you know what I'm saying? That whole shit. I seen you in with pics of Boot Camp and Lil Brother. I seen you in pics with Conway and them niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I did not mention counting them out.
No doubt, obviously. No doubt. Again, I want to give a shout out to Cookbook, Felipe's Garage. You know what I'm saying? taking our man E Color to get the, you know, the real inside. That's the man. That's inside baseball for you.
Yo, when I tell you, like, there was a movie called Love and Hip Hop, right?
Yeah.
Oakland was love and hip hop, and I'm not talking about no fucking no bullshit.
What? But it, you know what though? When you go to a real hip hop event, and you know, when you again High Road Day. Or if you go to, you know, Rock Steady reunion, and you go, when you go to real hip hop events, there is no bullshit anyway. See, it's only when you show up to poser events and niggas is in there extra hard and shit, you know, extra drug dealered out.
Check this out, B. Check this out. My man. The Griselda Brothers didn't even perform on the main stage.
Wow.
But they performed. They did their shit. Bucktown performed not on the fucking main stage.
Black Moon not on the main stage.
Black Moon. Wow. It didn't incredible. Matter.
They didn't have that kind of pride, but they didn't want to do it. They like, fuck that. I'm here to represent hip hop.
Everybody was there to represent Hieroglyphics, yo. That's what it's about. The love, for them saying that they wanted to give back to their city and do this event that has turned into this incredible situation. I just hope to God, whether it's St. Louis with Nelly and them, I hope that more artists from different cities besides New York and LA can get together and do things like this and invite artists from other cities to come participate in it, because it's an amazing, beautiful thing, yo. And again, Large Professor was there. He did a set. It was just
shit.
There was just way too much that I can eat. Yo, it was just way too much. Sugar Free, Mad Oakland Legends was there, yo, performing.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
And the streets, I could. You see the video? I couldn't even see the street as far as I can see. It was just people.
Let me tell you something, man. Lil Gunner too big to do events like that, nigga.
but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
because if it's not organic love, then it don't need to be a part of it.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And no disrespect. But
nah, B. Fuck that, B. What I'm talking about is these motherfucking Hot 97 Summer Jam niggas and shit. You know, nigga, I'm too big to do that shit. And fuck that small time shit. They ain't got no money in it.
I think B.
Yes.
So you and I'm just asking.
Hey,
this is strictly opinion. Strictly opinion. You don't think none of these young cats that might be doing this trap or whatever the fuck they're doing, you don't think they have some kind of reverence for niggas that did it before them? None?
Fuck no. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because just like I said on past, long-time listeners, well, like I said, and I use Lil Wayne can't show up at Rocksteady. Lil Wayne can't show up at High Road Day. Lil Gunner can't show up at Rocksteady. High Road Day or any other, or the Roots Picnic or shit like that. Real organic, real true hip hop. See, those niggas show up at clubs. You know what I mean? At strip clubs or Hot 97 Summer Jam and all this other horse shit. That's the shit they do. They can't show up because you know why? The minute your people show up at High Road Day, do they get booed off the stage?
Probably.
He's talking about Migos.
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
But so
you coming on after Black Moon or in between Black Moon and Griselda, they want to see the Migos?
So what you're saying is, this is what I'm gathering from you. You only saying that niggas that can come into the spot, straight spit rhymes, leave your data points, your management team,
your light show,
your designers and all that shit that you got, leave all that shit at home. Come here, straight get on the mic. We don't need no backing vocals. Just play the beat and go in. Those are the type of niggas you talking about.
These are the type of niggas I'm talking about. But there's a flip side to that. Let's give equal time, okay? All the people that you mentioned can't show up at a Migos event, in an Atlanta trap event. They're saying?
They're getting booed.
Right, they're getting booed.
Even if they don't get booed,
they're going to want to see Jeezy. Right, they're going to want to see Jeezy. They're going to want to see Migos. They're going to want to see Gunna. They're going to want to see Young Thug. They want to see Future. You didn't mean Black Moon show up at that shit, nigga? They gonna have them niggas performing out back by the trash cans. And that's 100. You know what I mean? We're separated in that way. For real talk, equal time, all that type of trap shit. You don't want no organic niggas. You don't want no classic niggas. You don't want no Hall of Famers up in there. None of that. High Road Day, Rocksteady, any of the other things that I've been to where you got a mix of classic Hall of Famers and shit with, you know, the hot new young MCs. That's all hip hop. No violence going on with that shit. No nut shit. No posers. None of them. None of that shit.
But you know what, though? I'm all right with that.
Me too.
Because I can say that there was not an act that I heard or saw that I wasn't having some kind of connection with, like, yo, this shit's fire, or the head nod, the beats, the rhymes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So if I go to a Migos concert or something like that, though I may be good for 20 minutes, I'm going to be out after that. And but for those people that like that, good for them. You know what I'm saying? Good for them.
So...
whatever floats your boat, yo.
That's what's up.
But if you love hip-hop, save your coin and come to High Road Day.
Well, there you got a straight endorsement from the horse's mouth. So, you know, damn, but we went crazy long. Let's do it. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
Damn, we got a long one today, huh?
Yeah.
Special effects and shit.
Yeah. Week. All right. This week, we got Recognize Real, Bridges and Tunnels. That's Recognize Real, Bridges and Tunnels. And then we got, oh, let me go ahead and close your ears, Egri. We got Showbiz and Milano, Boulevard Arthur. Showbiz and Milano, Boulevard Arthur.
I don't need to close my ears to that.
I know how much you've been loving that one. Okay. And it's a hot joint, though, B.
I might have to get a county amount out of your boy Milano.
Hey, what you gotta do?
And then the instrumental joint is Cutty Fresh, Freshtrumentals 3. That's Cutty Fresh, Freshtrumentals 3.
All right, that's what's good, yo. So, I'm saying hopefully next week, but God damn it, I don't know. But we'll see.
Yeah, we're gonna see what the show's going to be looking like. Hopefully we can keep the same day, but we might have to switch days, is what you're saying?
I don't, it be, we'll
depends
see.
Depends on availability.
Yeah, it depends on availability. So
this might be a farewell.
Indeed, man. I'll be there. I'll be all right.
Yo, nigga, this nigga is singing a lot tonight.
So let me say this. So is you telling niggas this might be the last show for us?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Last show? Nigga, you going solo?
I'm talking about, man, I might be so out of it from working heavy that I might have to just pause for a minute. So, that's all.
Shit, niggas get vacation? Nigga, this a job. We get vacation.
Damn, B, you might have to go ahead and put your thumb out and maybe cookbook will pick you up.
Who, me?
You got a side job, though. You'll be all right.
Shit, nigga, I got 56 side jobs. Shit. You forgot?
All right, shit. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
All right, one.
Hope y'all can keep up. Keep up. I got it like that. I want it like that. I need it like that. Like that.
We project our struggles most of the time. That's why it's important to strive for inner peace. Find
a time in my life, from the birth to the afterlife. Strife and black lives matter more than most. Looks as if whites took too much overdose. Blacks been the host with the most.
used and abused, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm about to straighten these tied strings out, no doubt. Watch the way we do it to it, run through it without all that clout chasing. Them devils first will start erasing, based on who they is and what devils they straight up chasing. Straight up wasting the divine's time with each demonic rhyme those devils spew, drunk off the devil's brew. Get tipsy off my chemistry, I chemically stay balanced, painting pictures with my palette. My black fist can even crush Thor's mouth into pieces. Thesis, telekinesis, hocus pocus. My brain data splatter your brain matter as I utter the utmostest. I am the light, I am the lamppostest. Diagnosis, he who lights the goddamn way. Way out is where the ship stays. Yeah, and my good people, this is not a phase. This is the poet past the week, same dude, the same airwaves. Still on that sky is falling, still shouting the last days. All praise the most high, also the most low. Dueling dualities, in between is under control, controlling their whole soul. Time to chase them devils out and tell them, let my people go. If they Willie Lynch and hang they Uncle Jim Crow. And them dummies know exactly how much and who the fuck they owe. Give me my acres and my goddamn mules. Let me refuel my own people, for my people were the first to run this. Set up this whole goddamn thing, swinging on the wings of oneness until a fungus grew among us. Been hell on earth ever since. Still can't convince any crack they ever come correct. They just ain't reached that point yet and probably won't. Hey you, come in as best you come out the rain. Water's getting too deep, white folks is acting up again. Devil's acting a goddamn fool, but you can't fool the God within. I see you see me, I see you see me. And what a wonderful world this would be if all the queen's horses and all the queen's pimps would stop being simp snakes, blood suckers on the prowl. So unjust, very wicked, backwards and foul. Foul. I got it like that, I want it like that, I need it like that, yeah. I got it like that, I want it like that, I need it like that, yeah. I got it like that, I want it like that, I need it like that, yeah. I got it like that, I want it like that, I need it like that, yeah.
We project our struggles most of the time. That's why it's important to strive for inner peace inside. With the rhythm divine, protect yourself, realign with the forces of the divine, living within you all the time. That's the truth, that is the truth. So protect yourself and realign. Within you all the time. So live in the truth. Live in the truth.
So I'm working over here right now and
Gordon.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of work. I'm not gonna hear other people.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Brothers is working. Brothers is working.
Brothers is working over here.
Life is all about perception. Some win, some lose, but sometimes when you lose, it's really a win. You get knocked down and bruised, gotta dig from within and stand tall, cause that's the kind of stuff that builds character. Don't wanna go through life moving like no character. Pure fiction, what is your reality? Duality, the gift and the curse. You work your way to a bench just to leave in the hearse. That's the worst, but that's what a legacy's about. You only get one, so you better make it count. You gotta go hard, always overcome the doubt. Nobody ever got it just sitting on the couch. You gotta put your time in, your grinding. Stay motivated, eventually you'll be shining. But I ain't worried about glamour and glitz. I'm more concerned with stacking these chips. Word.
Gotta do it.
do what it takes. Work hard, make no mistakes.
Yeah, make no mistakes.
Money talks to the face.
Yeah.
Always on a job, no breaks.
Job, no break, nigga.
I'm on a job, no breaks.
Yeah.
Always on a job, no breaks.
Always on a job, no breaks.
I'm on a job, no breaks.
Yeah.
Always on a job, no breaks.
I go crazy with the hustle. Can't front, I'm addicted to it. Got a passion for cash, plus I love the music. It's my therapy, I use it to get free. Light a blunt right around, then escape my reality. I got big dreams and ambitions, like Tony and Manolo in the kitchen. Feeling like the world is mine. Gotta be patient, know it's just a matter of time before I get it. Life is a sport, I play to win. I try to live it righteous, but sometimes you're forced to sin. Ain't nobody perfect walking this earth. I'm just trying to scoop every single nickel that I'm worth. Not a penny less, I avoid the stress. Only thing I'm chasing after is a check. See, money makes the world go round, so I'ma keep it spinning till I lay my casket down. Let's get it.
Gotta do what it takes. Work hard, make no mistakes.
Yeah, make no mistake, nigga.
Money talks to the face.
Yeah.
Always on a job, no breaks.
Job, no break, nigga.
I'm on a job, no breaks.
Yeah.
Always on a job, no breaks.
Always on a job, no breaks.
I'm on a job, no breaks.
Yeah.
Always on a job, no breaks.
Didn't want to wake up today. You ain't return my calls and it's okay. I know I don't deserve it. You probably want me murdered. You're working on this apology. How should I word it? I know I shouldn't have did it. I'm full of shit, I admit it. But if you could just forgive it, I promise to stay committed. Don't listen to all my critics. Keep telling them to mind their business. I'm finished, God is my witness. I will never betray you. Come on, you know our story never ends like a trade you. You say you might need a little more time to let everything settle when to clear your mind. But our stars are aligned and our fates are intertwined. We could weather this storm, you were born to be mine. I love everything about you. What I'm trying to say is that I'm hopeless without you. I need a reason, give me the chance to love you again. A decent lover, but I sucked as a friend. I know I fucked up in the end. I just want the chance to love you again. I need a reason, give me the chance to love you again. A decent lover, but I sucked as a friend. I know I fucked up in the end. I just want the chance to love you again. I need a reason, I didn't wanna wake up today. You ain't return my calls and it's okay. I know I don't deserve it. You probably want me murdered. Been working on this apology. How should I word it? I need a reason to continue breathing. I used to break down at the thought of you leaving. And then you did. I never thought you would. Not what I did. I know it wasn't good. But was it that bad? Are you really that mad? I know how it goes. I expect a little backlash. You say you having flashbacks. Me, I'm trying to fast track to a point in time where I'm not the one you're mad at. Can we have that talk? Maybe meet up on your break and just go for a walk. I miss your touch, I miss the mornings when we wake up and we just, we always had the best sex, it was never just sex. Then you saw my phone and you caught me with that X text. But there's no excuse to disrespect you. The memories make it hard for me to forget you. I need a reason, give me the chance to love you again. A decent lover, but I sucked as a friend. I know I fucked up in the end. I just want the chance to love you again. I need a reason, give me the chance to love you again. A decent lover, but I sucked as a friend. I know I fucked up in the end. I just want the chance to love you again. I need a reason.
Thief, what up? Much love to Jarve. Y'all got the boiler room. I'm chilling in the laundry room right now. Hey, thief on the rhythm, so I gotta steal the show. They keep up with the venom, so I had to let them know. Got them cutting rugs, I put on the gloves. Catch them killing shit, cause it does what it does. Hey, I was on the love, they was on the hate. They started throwing shade, but I was standing with the crates. You chucking bait to a megalodon, you dead wrong. If you thinking I ain't upper echelon, I was born in the firestorm. Keep your Bibles warm, everybody looking there when the rifle's drawn. Root cause really ain't never been what the focus on. They want you to sing along, like you know the song. Brains washed with the mean spin cycle. Hang us all out to dry, see how the light do. Another MC pass a microphone test. I ain't really into fashion, but my clothes smell fresh. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Yeah, I feel like fresh laundry. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Yeah, I feel like fresh laundry. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Y'all ain't competing with me, better take it beyond me. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. No sweat, rep the set back, get them off me. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Firepower like a one-man army. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. If I wasn't how they look at me, would haunt me. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. Microphone burglar, kicking over furniture. Trying to catch your ear so I can have another turn with ya. Earn your place with the work, that's your rep. I stop giving out connects, cause y'all just wanna flex. Adept at adapting, I see too much acting. They slept, but I gotta be myself with this rap thing. I look at y'all and see reflections of love, but then I wonder if I'm just lost in the buzz. Limelight kleptos, let them know from the get-go. The way y'all gas them up, yeah, pumping like a sicko. I've been on my tiptoes, trying to touch the top. I brought a couple slick flows, this is what I got, yeah. The moment's majesty charged me like a battery. Got me looking at the globe like gravity. Now what's happening, moves are in the motion. Nothing gonna fall into place, it's all devotion. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Y'all ain't competing with me, better take it beyond me. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. No sweat, rep the set, vet, get them off me. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Firepower like a one-man army. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. If I wasn't how they look at me, would haunt me. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. I feel like fresh laundry. Ask how I feel like fresh laundry. Yo, I said all I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real. All I wanna find, all I wanna feel. All I want is this, all I want is what's real.
Come on.
on, we gotta bounce.
Let's organize. Come on,
I'm making stomp back and forth like an army brigade. The app cuts love kit wherever skills is displayed. Rage your block, blow your mind like fans in the summer or like red man. Ready to rock, expanding my cleverness on wax. To Japan and back, ask for prints and hun, I hope you got. Just 5 seconds for Black Prince to flex. It's not all about sex. I like ear smooth skin and sensitive necks. Victoria's Secret couldn't keep you from the Prince. Postal peep it when I funky tech dig it. For those who slept, wake up. You better make space. Taste the bread I break up as I take it to your face. Whew. Can you keep a box skeleton? Watch your organized confusion creep up. La 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 with the style that's fly. Principle I flow smooth like silk, so freak me, cause I ain't shy. So O.C., let them know how we go. Come again, my friend, with another funk flow.
Oh, look who just came in. O.C.'s came in. I set you up to lynch for a hang and banging. Bodies up in a tree like a pinata. Many claim masculine but sport daughters. Who's the artist? Not many or more. So the loop is like square dancing on your torso. So bounce.
Come on, let's organize.
Come on,
we gotta bounce. Come on, let's organize. We gotta bounce. Come on, let's organize.
We gotta bounce.
Come on,
check
let's
it out.
Come on.
Well, here's a top win time for your mind. Most just can't cope. Dope, yeah. Booting up, I woke you up. I poke your brain. I poke your main artery. Batter me with your flattery. Your flattery will never ever shatter me. Prince Poe. The exact with the intellectual concepts that elevate you like steps. ANRX, take steps, pounce your ass through the hoods. Here's the goods, and ounce, enough for you to bounce.
Come on, let's organize,
we gotta bounce.
Come on, let's organize, I gotta bounce. Come on, let's organize,
come on, we gotta bounce.
Come on,
check
let's
it
organize,
out.
Come on, we gotta bounce. Come on, let's organize, we gotta bounce.
Come on, let's
organize,
like that.
Organize, come on, the Grand Louis, organize, come on, the Springfield, organize, come on, we got Paisley, organize, come on, for the PJ, organize, come on, and Flushing, organize, come on, the Queensbridge, organize, come on, the Corona, organize, come on, Bed-Stuy, organize, come on, the N. Flatbush, organize, come on, the Bushwick, organize, come on, the Red Hook. Organizer, come on the Bronx football. Organizer, come on the Rookie D. Organizer, come on the Long Island. Organizer, out in Westbury. Organizer, come on the Hempstead. Organizer, don't forget Uptown. Organizer, up by the Rock. Organizer, come on the Polo Ground. Organizer, 1, 2, 5.